Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Reving Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting the intention of our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect
taking the next 45 or so minutes out as we in community, as wonderful e-community, come together to join in hearts and minds across the airwaves. It's in times such as these that it is even more necessary that we take the time out to consciously feed our souls and nurture our spirits. As we do so, we can go forth and face whatever, and I do mean whatever, life sometimes seems to be throwing at us. If you know me well enough, you know that every year around this time, my one constant complaint is that we in the UK do not celebrate Thanksgiving. We seem to inherit some of the worst aspects of American culture, merely for the commerciality of it all, whether it be Halloween or Black Friday or Cyber Monday. And whilst we may not, depending on our version of the American history, be celebrating the landing of the pilgrims and the sharing of the resources between the natives and the new pilgrims, we certainly can take time out to give thanks for the many, many, many blessings in our lives. We are so fortunate in this country, no matter what's going on in our lives. We are fortunate that we can go into the supermarket and buy whatever it is we want for our tea that night. We are fortunate that we can flick a switch and get electricity. We are so fortunate that we can turn on the tap and get water. We are fortunate that we can have education. We have freedoms that many women in many different cultures do not have. And we take it all in our stride and forget, sometimes, just how blessed and grace-filled our lives are. So always around this time of the year, if not throughout the year, we will have various Sunday souls where we take time out to be grateful, to acknowledge our thanks. And there is a difference between thanksgiving and gratitude. I have read that thanksgiving is more of a feeling. Gratitude is more of an action and a kindness that you want to continue and perpetrate. So always, we are doing both. Acknowledging in our hearts all that we are thankful for, and in gratitude, wanting to share it. The 8th century Sufi mystic Rabia, the wonderful female saint of the Islam tradition, says, "How many gifts and graces you have given me. How many favors you have fed me from your hand. I look for your love in all directions. Then suddenly, its blessing burns in me. Sometimes we are so oblivious to our many blessings. If you have followed me over the years, you will know one of the things that I like to bang on about. But if you wish to be successful in life, and successful in however you choose to determine and define it, learn how to be grateful. Learn how to give. These are the secrets to success. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you are. As you learn to apply gratitude, what does it do? It shifts your attention of what you think is limiting and false and lacking in your life to focus on all that you have. It may not be as much as the next person, but that is irrelevant. What is relevant is that as you focus on what you have, as you focus on all that you have and you are blessed with, you are shaping the vibration to attract more. Because we know, as we live this truth, that whatever we place our attention on, focus and direction, that is what we are amplifying. So if we are focusing on lack and limitation and what we don't have and complaints, then we are amplifying more of the same to attract that into our lives. And if we reverse that, but with gratitude and heartfelt thanks, focus on all that we have. Even if we're not feeling 100%, there might just be one aspect in your physical form that is not right, and still 98% of your body is still functioning. Focus on that 98%. And not on the little 2% that isn't quite right. But instead, we take our attention and we focus on the 2%, forgetting all the wonderful things that is going on in our body in spite of. We focus on what we don't have constantly, as opposed to what we do have. And then when we catch ourselves and we remember, oh, let me give God thanks, let me bless and praise his name, and let me give glory. And then when we see what we call the miracle happening, with, oh, wow, this happens. Of course it happens. As soon as you shift from the complaint to the awareness of what the good is you already have, you are providing the conduit through which the universe can bless you more with. I love, love, love the psalmist. Well, David, who most of the Psalms are attributed to. David was a very flawed character, as most of us are. And yet, it didn't stop the divine from blessing David. David went from being a shepherd boy to a king. But his journey was not an easy one, and partly of his own making as well. But David in Psalm 34, which I love, and the words I know of, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And so I want to share with you this morning for our sacred text, Nancy Merrill's version of the Psalms. You know how I love Nancy Merrill's versions of her interpretations. And she says, I will bless the beloved at all times. A song of praise will I sing. My soul speaks to the beloved continually. Let all who suffer hear and be glad. Oh, open your hearts, friends, that your pain and loneliness be turned to love. And then we shall rejoice in the beloved together. When I searched for love, the beloved answered within my heart, and all my fears flew away. Look to the beloved and your emptiness will be filled. Your face will radiate love. For when you weep, the beloved hears and comes to companion you. Your burdens are eased by love. You see, beloved, if we can recognize that no matter what, wherever we are, the teacher said in all things, give thanks. in all things, not just when life is seemingly going along happily and joyfully, but in all things, in the times when we are challenged, whether it be physically or mentally or emotionally, in those times, still give thanks. You see, everything he did, if we look to him for our example, was a reminder to look beyond the appearances and still give thanks. So when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he didn't look the fact that he was dead and buried for 4 days. He looked beyond that and he said, Father, I'm praising and glorifying and giving you thanks because I know you hear me always. We are giving thanks in spite of the appearances. When he went to bless the 5 loaves and the fishes, he didn't see that there were 5,000 people in front of him and he only had 3 loaves and 5 fishes. He simply blessed and gave thanks. You see, if we can develop an attitude of gratitude in all things, our life will take on a different reflection. My celestial poetry comes from Robert Mabry Dost. When giving thanks comes hard for you, and things are grim, and hope runs thin, recall, despair's a door to pass on through, and not a home for living in. When thanksgiving fills your cup, and those you love are all about, look at your blessings. Count them up, and give back something to the world without. All people who are well versed and well aware of spiritual truths will speak of the necessity to express our gratitude. So my story, this true story, it says, one recent December at age 53, John Cralick found his life at a terrible, frightening low. His small law firm was failing. He was struggling through a painful second divorce. He had grown distant from his 2 older children and was afraid he might lose contact with his younger daughter. He was living in a tiny apartment where he froze in the winter and baked in the summer. He was 40 pounds overweight. His girlfriend had just broken up with him, and overall, his dearest life dreams, including hopes of upholding idealistic legal principles and of becoming a judge, seemed to have slipped beyond his reach. Excuse me. Then, during a desperate walk in the hills one New Year's Day, John was struck by the belief that his life might become at least tolerable if instead of focusing on what he didn't have, he could find some way to be grateful for what he had. Inspired by a beautiful, simple note his ex-girlfriend had sent to thank him for his Christmas gift, John imagined that he might find a way to feel grateful by writing thank you notes. To keep himself going, he set himself a goal, come what may, of writing 365 thank you notes in the coming year. One by one, day after day, he began to handwrite thank yous for gifts or kindnesses he'd received from loved ones and co-workers, from past business associates and current foes, from college friends and doctors and store clerks and handymen and neighbors, and anyone, really, absolutely anyone, who'd done him a good turn, however large or small. Immediately after he sent his first notes, significant and surprising benefits began to come John's way, from financial gain to true friendship, from weight loss to inner peace. While John wrote his notes, the economy collapsed, the bank across the street from his office failed, but thank you note by thank you note, John's whole life turned around. There is something powerful in writing. You see, John didn't just go up to people to say thank you. he took the time to write. And as I was reading that story, the thought occurred to me, there's something, and I need to go and look it up, about the pen being mightier than the sword. And it's the idea that the pen is not just stronger in terms of what we write, but obviously there must be a power within the act of writing something. You see, for me, what was underlining in that story, that John consciously wrote. So there is an action. He wrote. The action is in the gratitude of the writing, and the thank you is what he was transferring to the others. Excuse me. So there is power in the writing. So when you hear about people having gratitude journals, taking time out, whether you want to have a book, you write down 5 things every night or every morning, or what you have been grateful for during the day, or the wish to be grateful for, there's obviously power in it. Whether you do it as a journal, or you have a thank you jar, and you write it on a scrap of paper and throw it in the thank you jar, I bet you at the end of the year when you went to read back over those notes, you'd be surprised how much life had been blessing you and you were not aware. And so our science of mind reading is entitled The Appreciative Heart. The first quote comes from Anne Morrow Lindberg, who says, "One can never pay in gratitude. One can only pay in kind somewhere else in life." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind, page 497, who says, "An attitude of gratitude is most salutary and bespeaks the realization that we are now in heaven." The author writes, "Gratitude is more than a feeling of thankfulness for receiving a gift. It's a way of being, appreciating and expanding your love. When you live in appreciation, your giving transforms into joyous receiving. Thanksgiving makes one mindful of the gifts of each moment. In gratitude, tomorrow is not a concern. You will have been lifted above dread, anxiety, and disappointment. Gratitude is a conscious choice to place your focus on life's blessings. Those blessings become your foundation. A sense of thanksgiving opens your eyes to the infinite possibilities of the multidimensional universe, while grumbling will close them. Feeling appreciation for another and not sharing it is like having a gift and not giving it. Let your blessings count. When you cultivate a countenance of gratitude, you live in a state of grace, and everyone you meet this day will be blessed by your presence. Each person whose path you cross will feel you know them. Their amazing untold personal journey and the legacy of their great ancestors. How glorious to see behind their eyes and into their souls like that. Gratitude will turn chance encounters into an extraordinary gift of life. All because you were present with an appreciative heart that chose to be interested enough to connect with the moment and expression presented to you." You see, my beloved, gratitude blesses you and the person to whom you are being grateful to. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. Sophie Burnham says, "Gratitude is a powerful instrument, reminding us all the time that spirit is madly in love with us, dropping little love notes all the time." I love that. So let us go within and read one of those love notes that spirit likes to drop. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I love to share with you the words of Job. "For it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I am breathing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeply. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slowly. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeply. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slowly. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Thank you. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in God's grace. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out gratitude. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in God's grace. Let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do have, experience for our week ahead. For each one it will be different. Always when we see an image in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component. What is it you want? Be intentional for yourself. See it clearly and add the feeling component of what it would be like as you experience whatever it is. Anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We hold in our hearts all the situations that are happening across the globe. The recent bombing of the mosque in Egypt. The people still suffering from the effects of various hurricanes. So we hold all of these situations in our hearts at this time and focusing on the right outcome for them, for a healing, for a blessing. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, source of all that is, Thou who art both immanent and transcendent, the divine mystery of life, the core and essence of our being, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, we are offering up heartfelt gratitude for all that you have blessed and continue to bless us with, that sometimes we are so oblivious to. May we open our eyes to see the little love notes you keep dropping our way, and give thanks for each and every one of them. May we open our hearts to recognize just how blessed we are, and to do something in return to bless others. May we open up our hearts daily and acknowledge with gratitude for all that we received from the day before, and give thanks for all that we will receive in the day therein. Divine Beloved, there are not enough words to give thanks and praise for all that you have done and continue to do. But may we shift our focus from one of complaint, one of thinking that we are lacking, that we are not enough, or one of limitation, to see your abundance flowing to us in all ways and every way. We give thanks for your unceasing abundance, your unceasing and unconditional blessings in our lives. We hold in our hearts at this time those who are in need of a healing, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Whatever their needs might be, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So we surrender them now to you. We ask that you touch the ones that govern and lead us, that their hearts may be open to be compassionate and kind, and recognizing that we are one kind, we are humankind. And let's stop dividing and demarking this beautiful globe and see the world belongs to you. We are but caretakers. You know the needs, the wants, and the individual requirements of those here present and for all your children. And so we simply surrender and ask that you fulfill their needs as you continuously fulfill our every need. With heartfelt, deep gratitude and appreciation for all that is, for all that has been, for all that will be, we're giving you thanks now for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, and your eternal mercy. We are ever grateful, and so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. If you can, and you've got the phone on speaker, use two hands. If not, you can do it with one. Stretch your hands up and reach towards the sky and say aloud, I open myself to all life around me. Cross your hands at your wrists and palms down over your heart and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together, fingers and palms touching, as if clapping, and say with your four fingers in front of your lips, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones and we do our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist meditation.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. Repeat after me. Every day,
every day,
may my awareness, with all I have, to be grateful for.
With all I have, to be grateful for.
Our Buddhist meditations. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace. contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly
and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed.
In thought, word, or deed.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
Be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
Peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
They be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
And now, prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Well, my beloved, as we're coming towards the end of this morning, Sunday soul, my benediction, beloved, grant us daily the grace of gratitude, to be thankful for all our many gifts, and so be freed from artificial needs, that we might lead a joyful, simple life. That's from Edward Hayes. And so I will be back with you on Thursday for our midweek 10-minute top-up, our 10 at 10. And the song that I've chosen to close today's Sunday Soul with is one I have been longing to play for you. It's a long one, but we're not shortchanging God on giving him thanks and praise, or her thanks and praise this morning. This is by Seth and Nova. And if you want, you can join me as we dance around the room to it. This is entitled Pour Out, Enjoy Every Last Drop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your way, a song.
Your most blessed and beautiful week. May you remember to be grateful for all your many blessings each and every day. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.